Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Thursday here on this show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about. Yesterday, AEW Dynamite. This weekend, Dynasty. It was the go-home Dynamite edition of the show, and a lot happened. Thought it was a very good show, and we've also got a big card coming up on Saturday. It is another three-hour block of AEW on Saturday night, as there will be no Rampage on Friday. So we're going to tell you about both of those shows, as well as new matches added to the Dynamite show, Collision lineup, etc., and plenty more involving AEW. We've also got notes from Tony Khan's his press call, in which he talked about a number of things, including his great surprise to hear that CM Punk had paid for his own tricep surgery. So we're going to tell you about that, as well as everything else on the press conference, all the other notes. We got WWE's schedule for WrestleMania. Nick Khan wants to make some changes. He wants less competition. WrestleMania Saturday. So my guess is that WrestleMania is going to start moving earlier, probably mid to late March would be my guess. And, you know, there's a long time usually between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania. So that might balance things out a little better, but we'll tell you about that. And Bloodsport, Bushido. We have got Jon Moxley in the main event, your IWGP Heavyweight Champion, against Josh Barnett. A number of other matches announced as well. Another ridiculous stipulation for the King of Pro Wrestling title. Tell you about that. And I suppose we should talk about Vince, but it's so stupid. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dynamite was last night. Got the big show coming up this weekend. And Tony Khan had a media call. He talked about a bunch of things. If CM Punk paid for his own tricep surgery, AEW head Tony Khan said he was surprised to hear it and offered to reimburse his former star if so. He was asked about Punk's claims during a recent interview that he had to take care of all aspects of the triceps injury he suffered at September's All Out, whether AEW had a policy to cover any medical expenses for their talent. Khan said they typically cover those expenses for injuries suffered in AEW. He would be surprised to hear if they did not do that for Punk. It did not sound accurate to him, and he offered to reimburse him if that was the case. So, hey, listen, hold on a second. I talked about this before. I'll talk about it again. I actually, believe it or not, I will defend both people here, okay? I will.
Because there's truth in the middle of, I think, both of them.
No, I think
things.
They're both right.
Yeah, well.
Because here's the deal. Punk's issue was, it was a totally different experience when I tore my tricep in WWE as compared to when I tore my triceps in AEW. I believe him 100%.
Yes.
Because the way both companies handle injuries is different. If you get injured in either company, it will be paid for. However, with WWE, they handle it all. You tore your triceps, you're going to this doctor on this day. Here's your plane ticket. We're going to cover it. You don't do anything but go, okay? As we talked about, some people like that better. The AEW way of doing it is you get hurt, find yourself a surgeon, find yourself a doctor, find yourself a rehab place, expense it to us, we'll reimburse you, okay? That's the way they do it. Some people like that better. Now, this somehow, I mentioned this a little while ago and people were all up in arms. I'm defending one or the other. Listen. Everybody's different, bro. If you like the WWE bet way better, that's fine. Some people don't. Some people do, okay? But the point is, if CM Punk got injured and he took care of his surgery, etc., and he did not expense it back to the company, then he would not have been reimbursed. And Tony Khan may well have had no idea that he did not reimburse it back to the company. So I'm not going to sit here and say one or the other is lying. I think it's very possible that Punk got injured, and because it was in the middle of the brawl out investigation, there was no contact between him and the company. And so he took care of it and then didn't expense it, ended up paying for it himself. And Tony Khan probably figured, Punk, like everybody else. They're going to expense it back, and presumed he did. And I believe that if Punk got a hold of Tony, which I don't think is going to happen, and said, hey, brother, you know, pay me back, Tony would pay him back. So that's the story there. I think it's a very good chance they're both telling the truth.
Yeah, you said it all. I think there's nothing really to add there because, again, that's the only question is, did CM Punk expense it or put in his claims and then not have them answered, which he did not say in the Ariel Helwani interview. He just said he had to take care of all of it from Jump Street, which is what the case is in AEW. So, you know, that's it. The only thing that I would add on to this is the idea that a wrestler would have to pay in full in that type of situation. That's the one thing I would have liked to have asked Tony Khan if I had a chance to be on that press call would be, does the person have to pay in full and then you reimburse them, or are they just putting in their claims for something that happened?
Well, my presumption is...
Because, again, that would be a little difference of... a major difference to me, but I don't think that that's what would be the case. I think, again, putting it in to be paid is the way they do things. I would assume that at least.
I don't know.
Because you're asking an indie wrestler to come out of pocket for...
It's not an indie wrestler. They're under AEW contract.
Well, I know they're under AEW contract, Brian, but like, look at Slim J was still working another job the entire time he was there.
Well, he was.
He has a massive injury. He breaks his neck. Would he have to get treatment and pay that back? I don't think that,
well,
that would be
the other
the case,
thing is,
but...
if I broke my neck and I went in to get neck surgery... I mean, it's not like they're going to hold me in the hospital till I pay the bill in full. I mean, they can bill me for it. And so I don't pay anything out of pocket. I go home with a giant bill, and then I expense it to AEW.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying is, again, are they being reimbursed? Do they have to come out of their pocket completely? That would be my only question about any of this.
So then he was asked about this Nyla Rose story. You guys heard this story? That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard, or it's up there at least. So the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission has warned AEW about having Nyla Rose compete against cisgender women in the state. I can't even make this up. The commission voted to warn AEW about having Rose, who is a transgender woman, wrestle cisgender women in the state, or, quote, there will be punitive action against them. Like, is this a Frank A. Gotch story? Listen. I can understand if people want to argue about transgender people, like, doing MMA or whatever. Okay? That's a real sport involving fighting. Okay? This is professional wrestling. I don't want to break the news to everybody in a... I may as well. It's fake. It's pretend. They're not really fighting. It is a show. This would be like if you were doing, you were filming a new episode of the new Karate Kid or whatever, and like Nyla Rose, I don't know, beat up some woman on the show, and all of a sudden the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission's like, oh, wait a second! It's fake. What is happening here? Nothing?
No, they're going backwards.
That's can anyone explain this to me?
No, nobody can. And look, this is something that is coming up now because it's a big name who wrestles for a big company. But this was going to be the question about a lot of exoticos in Texas and in Oklahoma and that sort of thing, which again... this is completely ridiculous. You know, this has been, so yeah, again, you want to argue should transgender, you know, high school sports, all that there are places to have those types of debates in the world of professional wrestling. No, this is the stupidest story of the day.
Well, he said,
and in some ways the saddest.
He said he was really unaware of any issue. This is what Tony said. He didn't think AEW Rose did anything wrong. Well, they didn't.
They didn't!
And was disappointed by their stance. Well, that is true. When asked about how they would handle future dates in states with similar regulations, he was noncommittal about not running those states or leaving Rose off those shows. But he's looking forward to their 2024 schedule. I always like how he ends like that. Yeah, well, but I'm looking forward to a great schedule of shows in 2024.
Remember when Arizona, and a lot of people listening are going to be way too young to remember this, but when Arizona would not pass Martin Luther King Day, and then it was basically people putting the screws to Arizona and saying we're not going to run events there, big events, have the Super Bowl there, things like that, that ended up getting them to change that sort of thing and fall in line with the federal holiday that was already established everywhere else. So, you know, the best thing, if you really, if you're Tony Khan and are serious about this, and this is a main issue to you, well, then you got to come out at some point and say we're not running those states and take some sort of stance.
He was also asked about the multiple streaming options for AEW pay-per-views. He is not sure if the multiple streaming options will continue after this upcoming three-month stretch. He did not say why WBD allowed them to now offer the pay-per-views via streaming sources other than Bleacher Report domestically. I cannot say this is why. This is speculation on my part, but it is educated speculation. I believe that they're presuming that by July, they will be able to offer pay-per-view capabilities on Max. And once that happens, that's where you'll have to get the pay-per-views. But,
and again, these other outlets that are going to run the pay-per-view, they're cable providers that actually have Turner on there. So that also, again, it's really no loss.
More after the break, Observer Live.
Love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039.
That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Nick Khan had a lot to say. Starting next year, switching up some of the scheduling for WrestleMania. He says that he does not think WrestleMania will be held in early April at an outdoor stadium on the East Coast again. He suggested that future Manias
breaks your heart, doesn't it, buddy?
Could take place a little later in April. Going in early April in an outdoor stadium, assume you're not going to see that again. Yeah, he stood out there in the cold waiting to shake hands with Cody. Ain't doing that again. And going up against the Final Four Saturday night games, assume you're not going to see that again. Location for Mania 41 still has not been announced. It has been years since we did not know where next year's WrestleMania is. And literally, this year's WrestleMania is already over. I mean, and the thing is, they had a video package. They had an announcement. They were ready to announce on Mania weekend, and then they didn't. So why that is, I don't know.
I think for the reasons you just mentioned. It may have been talked about, bandied about, but they may have had a deal in place with somebody and just said, wait, hold on a minute. We got this, we got this. Then it may affect something when it came to the arena scheduling. It may affect something if it comes to you want to push this thing earlier into March. Well, then, you know, you start wondering, do we want to run Minnesota now or do we want to give them maybe SummerSlam or something like that? And we decide to have Vegas host WrestleMania or something like that. So who knows exactly what it is, but, you know, at some point here, relatively soon, they are going to have to announce it and let it be known what it's going to be.
You know, they could go March. They could go earlier in March if they go in a hot place.
Yeah.
Later in April if they're going to go in a cold place.
Absolutely.
Yes. Although, what is it now? April 18th, it's still colder than hell around here. But, you know, we can never run Seattle again because of that one Mania that didn't do well.
Oh, God, yeah, that's right. That still sticks in their crawl or in yours?
Also, he was speaking to the World Congress of Sports, and he said that the Big Five PLEs...
There's a Sports World Congress?
There's a World Congress of Sports. Hmm. WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank is now one of the Big Five. It has been for a while, but man, it'll be held in the U.S. or Canada. Goal is for other PLEs to be held in international places. Mm. Sat down together a few years ago, decided Big Five should be in the U.S. or Canada. All the other events, international.
Can't blame them. Look, the money of a country usually outdoes the money of a state in the way they're able to get tax breaks and, hey, take advantage of you being hot and go out and continue to seed and promote. So it makes sense, although disappointing for obviously fans here in North America who are used to having all those extra events.
Well, too bad. Go to the Big Five. Go to Mania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam.
Sure, just jump
Survivor
up and do that,
Series.
Everybody. Go ahead.
Money in
go
the
ahead
Bank.
And travel, yeah.
And then the other ones, we've got Backlash, France, King and Queen of the Ring in Saudi Arabia. How ironic.
The Ring?
Yeah, you heard me. Clash of the Castle in Scotland.
Mm.
Don't even question me.
No.
Bash in Berlin. In Berlin.
Get out of here.
I think one of these years they should do Bash in Berlin in London.
In Munich. Luxembourg.
And then Toronto has Money in the Bank on July 6th. Well, that's a Big Five. I guess U.S. and Canada.
Mm.
Yeah.
Big Five, unlike some things where there's now only a Big Two.
Well, we got a Big Two coming up in Vegas, everybody. F4WOnline.com/Vegas.
You ain't invited, Cole.
We got a lot of stuff that we're going to be doing there. And the big thing is what happens in Vegas with Brian and Vinny. That's right. This
it ain't
is not.
Stay there.
Hey, this is a show, brother. This ain't going to be that Q&A where the audio just goes up on the website afterwards. There will be no audio. There will be no video. If you want to enjoy it, It's what happens in Vegas, brother. You got to be there. So if you ain't there, you can't experience it. And I got a lot of fun things I'm planning for this show.
Like giving Ed a rub.
As well as a meet and greet, I might add.
Meet and greet.
Ed does have a show, but, you know, you can go there if you want to. We got the all-you-can-eat annual dinner at Texas Day Brazil. All-you-can-eat steak. You heard me. As my dad calls it, eat all you can. It's not all you can eat. It's eat all you can. Texas Day Brazil. There will be an awesome sweet party. And we've got our annual brunch at the Wicked Spoon. And I think we might, I think actually they're sold out, but we might have a ticket or two to sit in our section for the AEW Double or Nothing show. So if you are going to Las Vegas this May, May 24th through May 26th, if you would like to go to the pay-per-view, if you would like to join us for Eat All You Can at Texas Day Brazil, or the Sweet Party, or the annual brunch at Wicked Spoon, or most importantly, the Brian and Vinny live show, What Happens in Vegas, you must, right now, go to f4wonline.com/Vegas. f4wonline.com/Vegas. Get your tickets while they are still available. They are going fast. We're trying to outsell Double or Nothing. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But hey, get your tickets now.
Here's an idea for you. You know, why let Granny get all of the glory in your family? All right? You could have a, and I know you don't like t-shirt ideas either, but why not put that slogan from Carlos on a t-shirt?
Eat all you can?
Eat all you can.
With a big skewer of meat?
And you know what?
I might have tickets. I might have shirts to sell.
Yeah, the logo of the convention on it. Make it a thing. Go ahead, do some merch. Come on.
I'll think about it. Anyway, f4wonline.com/Vegas. Go, everybody. Start attending. Now let's talk about the real big story of the day. The great Okan and Yuya Uemura have chosen their stipulations for the upcoming King of Pro Wrestling match. Fan vote will determine which of these stipulations it will be contested under. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This boring lump, Yuya Uemura.
Oh, what are you talking about?
This is the most boring idea for a match I ever heard. What? 61-minute time limit. What?
Man's a wrestler.
Best of three falls.
Wrestler.
Catch rules. No strikes. Grapples, throws, and submissions only for pinfall or submission.
Briscoe, I like it.
Yuya, brother, you want me to watch a 61-minute match under catch rules with no strikes and only grapples, throws, and submissions? So anyway, these are the Great Okan's rules. Rural revitalization rules. He's big into rural revitalization. I think he might have donated a Whale Scout. I'll have to check his real name. No time limit. Best 2 out of 3 falls. The first fall will be a Mazda tire carrying contest. The second fall will be a Hiroshima lemon eating contest. And of course, the third fall will be a tables match. New Japan, NJPW1972.com wrote, and God, someone was paid to write these words. Similar to his bout with Tangaloa and Shizuoka last month, Okan's pledge to, quote, unite the fiefdoms across Japan has seen him put a Hiroshima spin on his choice of three stipulations. Great Okan explained the rules. What's famous in Hiroshima? Mazda. Mazda cars and their tires are famous. Whoever can bring four tires into the ring will be the winner of the first fall. We pledge to please the peasants of Hiroshima and make them proud of local industry.
I like the alliteration. I'm proud of that.
The second fall will be an eating contest. This time, each competitor will try to eat more Hiroshima lemons than their opponent.
Can you dip them in sugar?
A further proposed stipulation states that should Uemura lose, he must buy 100 lemons and drive a Mazda car going forward.
That does not actually sound like some sort of penalty.
Great Okan said, this is a prize for you as a loser, an honor. We will buy 100 lemons and drive Mazda cars either way. We will make the Hiroshima people the Hiroshima people proud in the crowd. Is that allowed?
Freestyle.
They will be wowed. But only if you vote for the rural revitalization match. Otherwise, you're going to see some boring-ass 60-minute catch match. God help me.
It almost seems like they have rigged this where you would want to vote for the Great Okan. And I got to be honest, I've owned 3 Mazdas in my lifetime. Best cars I've ever owned.
Really?
The best.
But you've owned 3?
3.
I would think the best car that you could ever own, you would only have one. It would last forever.
Got a Mazda 929, traded in, got a brand new Mazda 3 that got wrecked. And so when that car, being too small, just freaked out, wanted a big vehicle, we got the Mazda 9, CX-9. Now that, I like that car. Great engine, too. That's what they're really known for. The engine, not so much the wheels.
Mobile here says, I wouldn't be caught dead in a Mazda. Actually, funny. Hey, you know, funny, I just realized, I also had Mazdas.
Yeah.
I had a Mazda 3, like 3 straight lease periods. Don't ask. Anyway, we got more news.
You can tell the bracket that Brian's in these lease and Mazdas here.
I would like to say congratulations to Ruby Soho and Cool Hand Ange. For those that do not know, they are a real-life couple. She is really pregnant, and next month they're getting married. Aww. A whirlwind of a loving relationship. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I love springtime. The sunshine, the longer days, but I don't love stressing about outfits for all of our plans. Between brunches, showers, and spring break, we need looks that keep up and savings that keep it under budget. That's where Kohl's comes in. I scored 25% off dresses for myself. And with the 15% off going on, I got my daughter a dress for under $22, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want a stress-free spring too, shop at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Women's dresses, coupons do not apply. Offers end April 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. A couple of quick notes and we'll get going here. NXT 625 and a .17 in 18-49. And I presume that you talked about the NXT show?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It's up on the F4W video YouTube page if you want to check it out, or if you're a Twitch subscriber, go back and watch it there. You can do that, Brian.
Well, I'm going to talk more about it tonight. Brian and Vinny Show. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. Only for subscribers. Got 90 minutes. That'll give me enough time to talk about these two shows in enough detail.
Georgina?
No, my issue actually is mostly with the... the main event was good, and it did have heat, but it's just like...
It was over. It's over.
I mean, you know, we have a mutual friend... Who likes to, you know, troll me on the group chat. But he's like, man, Brian just will not shut up about Trick and Mello needing to be for the title. And he goes, it wouldn't have made any difference. And I argue, actually, yeah, it would have made a huge difference. Because, like, the WrestleMania match. Okay. Forget the quality of the match, okay? The heat for that match, or for this cage match, would have been miles better if something was on the line, brother. Like, what was on the line at Mania? Nothing. There was no stipulation. There was no, if this happens, then that happens. Nothing. And it was a straight match. After a year, actually it was more than a year. I don't even know how long they've been together. And, you know, finally they break up and everything. And your big blow-off is just a match over Mania weekend. And now it does look like next week, Trick is just going to beat Carmelo 3 weeks after Mania. Or Ilya 3 weeks after Mania to win the title. And, like, that's it? That's your build? It was like he shows up and he goes, I think I should go for the title. Ilya goes, no. Trick goes, what would I have to do to get a title shot? Put your career on the line. That's it? That's your build? That's what we couldn't have Carmelo versus Ilya for the title for? So they could do that? What was a big payoff for Ilya and the Don? The Don ends up losing and then he goes and he kills Drew Gulak. That's it? That's what we needed that for? If you would have had the title on the line at WrestleMania with Trick and Carmelo, now we're talking about something. Something... And then, like, the cage match. It was like, cage match was fine. It had heat, but it didn't have Trick Williams versus Carmelo after a year heat. Why? What was the point? Dude's getting his title match next week regardless. It's not like in the cage match if Trick lost, he wasn't getting his title shot. He already had his title shot. So we're having a match in a cage. No other stip. We already seen him beat the guy. It's like, that's the thing. This should have been about the title. So now, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a great match. He'll beat Ilya. He'll get the title. Everybody's going to be happy. But that's not what we wanted.
Well,
the royal we. It's not what we wanted.
It didn't have to be for the title, but it had to have... In my opinion, and I'm too old school, it had to have a stipulation attached to it because it was such a dastardly turncoat thing to do, to attack your friend like that and try to hold him down. If it wasn't going to be for the title, it should have had something on top of it. And then that way, this blow-off cage match, which, you know, sends Carmelo basically packing out of the territory... You know, it would have meant maybe a little bit more. Now, I will offer this to you and ask you this. Do you think that at any point in this, that maybe because of the draft and because of Trick Williams ascending to where he got to, do you think that there maybe is some question or possibly over do we want to keep him here, or do we roll the dice and bring him up with these other people we have coming up and draft him onto Raw and let him go?
Well, on that topic, it looks like Carmelo's going up to the main roster.
Well, he's set, yes.
Okay,
so if that's
the case, like, at the very least, you could have done something last night where it's like tricking Carmelo in a cage. Loser leaves NXT.
Yeah, you're right.
So Trick, if you lose this match, you don't even get your shot next week. You're out.
But the problem was they already applied it. Well, they already applied it to the Trick Ilya match. Again, how they got to where they got to, I don't like, especially because I like Ilya as champion. There were other ways to get about to where they're going. It's just, again, maybe the issue is, in reality, they are really maybe flummoxed over what they wanted to do with Trick when you're already bringing up Carmelo. You're going to focus on Tiffany, who's already up there. And at the very least, Bron Breakker, in addition to anybody else who may be coming up on the roster.
All right, now, a couple of notes from this Dynamite show. We're going to talk about the good and the bad. The whole report tonight for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, the Brian and Vinny show. By the way, if you're a subscriber, three shows today, because we got this show, and then we got Lance Storm coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, and the Brian and Vinny show tonight. So sign up, video.f4wonline.com or WrestlingObserver.com for podcasts. So the highlights, well, the highlights and lowlights kind of tie together at the beginning. John Moxley returned and cut the best promo. My God, the promo this guy cut. And he didn't even have anything to say. But he just cut this incredible promo about never giving up, and he won the title, and people doubted him, and he shoved it down their throat, and... And so, 2:30 today. I'm sorry, 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. So he's doing this great promo, and he challenges Hobbs for next Wednesday on Dynamite, non-title match. And we go from this absolutely incredible promo. It was like, you could not sabotage Mercedes more, okay? It's bad enough that all she does is talk, but they had her do a promo segment immediately after this John Moxley segment. And it was a total 2019 peppermint scripted WWE buzzword laden promo with no life. I was like, oh my God, like, what are we doing here? How much did you pay her to throw her out there and let her sink on live national television? I guess
Bro,
it wasn't live.
They signed Mercedes Moné, and Mercedes Moné was Sasha Banks. And that's a Sasha Banks promo. It's always been a promo of hers. It's always going to be. She's not electric to me that way. She's not enticing to me that way. On the microphone, she's not. There's a zillion other people who were better, including her friend Bailey. But that's what you get when you got her. So you got Peppermint there to try to do the best you can. But if people are expecting her to all of a sudden, you know, flip the switch overnight and be some great promo, that she would never was. She never was. It was the whole package that people were invested in, especially her work in the ring.
We had a Copeland. Well, we'll talk more about this tonight. It was ridiculous. But it was Adam Copeland. And Willow did end up showing up to face Julia Hart and Brody King.
A lot of people got laid out on this show.
There were a lot of people laid out. I actually thought this was a very good go-home show. They did some good build for the main event. Samoa Joe did a great promo, and then Swerve did a great promo, and then they did a great segment in the main event, great brawl segment. Although, Swerve, you know, he started that fight and he got laid out. And granted, you know...
Yeah, but that video game movie hit before.
It was awesome. I'm thinking he might win. And I was going into this thinking he wasn't going to win. But maybe the idea, and WWE has done this before, it's like they do the deal where you lay out the guy on the last show before the big show. You're certain he's going to win, and then it's some sort of swerve. My gut tells me Hangman's screwing him. But it's possible he's going to just win the title. So we'll see.
Hey, you could have him win the title, go out there for that celebratory speech on Dynamite, and then have Joe want a rematch and have him attacked by Hangman. So I think if things were hotter right now and things were better, I love Samoa Joe's champion, and I'd be fine if he retained the title. But to me, go ahead, make that switch with Swerve now, because you can always get out of it, especially so with so much time to go before All In and that being such a big event.
Then we had Young Bucks and Okada versus Pac, Penta, and Daniel Garcia. Excellent match. Enjoyed this immensely. This Okada, man, this guy's making bank, and he don't do nothing. Like, You can count on one hand the number of bumps he's going to take in a 2-week period on Dynamite. But he's awesome. I'm not faulting the guy at all. Wish I
Okada,
had
Okada Orton Olay. That's another new shirt for you. That's how you got to work.
We had Taz, Jericho, and Hook. And Jericho ends up shoving down Taz. He's full on heel now. And Hook gets in his face. And they are having a match. It has been added to Dynamite. We had Deonna Purrazzo and Mariah May, which Deonna pinned her. I don't know why. And then Thunder ran down and freaking killed Luther. Wiped that guy out. And then Deonna's mad that Thunder came down to help because she was getting beaten down. And then Mariah yanks Deonna out of the ring. Tony tries to attack Thunder. Thunder lays her out, writes all over her face with lipstick. It was a good go-home angle for the show.
I heard somebody told me that it was completely quiet during Deonna's comeback.
During her comeback. Not during the whole match. Her comeback. I'm going to watch it. I guess I can't play the audio on the show. But I'm going to check it out. No, I didn't say the match. I said the comeback. Now, Bang Bang Gang and Acclaim did promos. And believe it or not, and Tony confirmed this, they are unifying the championships.
Thank God.
That means nothing, Mike.
Well,
it means
true.
Nothing. True. They unified three belts into a Continental Crown, and now three men have belts again. So for now, one team will have six belts. They will be the 12-man champions of AEW. Yes. We had a Orange Cassidy Shane Taylor match where Orange won. This Shane Taylor is so awesome. He just gets beat left and right.
I know.
And then they try and beat him down, and then out comes Seidel and Daniels. And then Trent comes down and just beans these dudes with unprotected chair shots to the head. Will Ospreay and Claudio Castagnoli was the main event. This match was incredible. It was an incredible match. They work so well together. Will did an interview, and he basically said, Claudio is the strongest man I have ever been in the ring with. And I believe that. And after the match, which, of course, Will won, Hobbs, Fletcher, and Takeshi hit the ring. And Will just kind of ducks outside. And Takeshi's going to give Claudio the brainbuster on the ramp, but Moxie comes back to make the save. And Will starts screaming at Fletcher, and he storms off. So they are pulling the trigger on this split, which is overdue by, like, since the day he showed up. But I guess we may see that at the pay-per-view.
Well, that's what leads into this weekend's collision with Brian Danielson and Claudio against Fletcher and Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah, look at this. For Collision Saturday, it's Collision and Rampage. It's Brian Danielson, Claudio, against Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. The day before Brian Danielson faces Will Ospreay in a bunkhouse brawl.
Seems unnecessary.
Let's all pray. Don't you remember they had that that gimmick? What did they call it? Was it Stadium Stampede where he got, or which? I forget which stipulation it was. But Brian Danielson got hurt bad in that match. Bad. And he was out for a long time. It was, might have been, I can't remember which stipulation it was. But it was basically, it was a wild brawl all over the building. And then Okada and the Bucks versus Pac and FTR. Acclaim versus the Guns. And Rob Van Dam will be in action.
420.
Yeah. Hey, I got some 420 news after the break. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Why does everyone have to make 420 into something it's not?
What do you mean?
It's just a day, April 20th. Mm. But on 420, F4W Online on Cameo, first 20 cameos, just
$20.
Oh, yeah? On 420, yes. Mm. Now, if you can't wait, they're normally $25. But if you want to save $5 on 420, the first 20 cameo requests, you can only pay $20 for those cameos. So check it out. Cameo.com/F4W. I don't know what the address is. Go to Cameo, look for F4W Online. Look for Brian Alvarez. I'm easy to find there on Cameo. Know what I'm saying?
But what if I wanted one from Vinny V? Could I get one from him?
Yeah, I think he has one too, but I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. But you know what I can tell you?
What's that?
I could tell you that I got, what is my thing right here? 189 reviews, 5 stars. Thank you very
really?
Much.
Really?
5 stars.
How many 1-star reviews?
100, zero. No, I have 189 really? Reviews. I have a 5-star record. I do not do 1-star cameos, brother. I don't. So check it out. F4W Online on Cameo. They're not all from Dave. Dave ain't given 5 stars. Come on.
No, he would have given them much higher than that.
Yeah. I actually have a lot of people who have given me 6-star reviews, but the scale only goes up to 5, and Cameo won't increase it.
No, and those all came from
even from my
Tokyo
best work.
Anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, later on this afternoon, 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern, Lance is going to be on the show. And then tonight, the Brian and Vinny show talking AEW NXT. So subscribe today. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. It'll be worth your while. And that's it. Thanks, everybody. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.